First, regardless of how superstitious you are or not, you might have an object that you keep or wear for luck. Sometimes when we find ourselves in unfamiliar or uncertain territory, having something familiar around us can make us feel better, whether it's a little something you keep in your pocket or an item of clothing that's special to you. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there an item in your life that's kind of a lucky charm for you? Something you wear for the special date or the big job interview that you think might bring you luck? Something that you keep around maybe during the Packer game? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Guy Trebe is a style and culture reporter and critic at the New York Times. He wrote a piece titled, "We're Holding Tight to Our Good Luck Talismans." Guy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what is it about this moment now with this coronavirus at the top of all of our minds that makes a lot of people reach for these good luck talismans, even if we're not normally superstitious?
I think that in times of really great uncertainty, people reach for good luck charms and talismans because it gives them the sense of control, when in fact none of us has any control, basically.
You talk to some people in the fashion industry and elsewhere on kind of your normal beat, and some big name people and successful people. A lot of them had stories of their own good luck charm. What kind of things did you hear from people?
You know, it was very interesting to me that regardless of who one talked to, everybody had something that they reached for. And this originated in me sort of, I can't say exactly reaching for the worry beads, but all of us feel a little bit out of control. And for example, Francesca Epithiatrov, who's the creative director of high jewelry for Louis Vuitton, she has a talisman, a lucky charm that belonged to an aunt of hers whom she loved, and she keeps it at her bedside. And this is reassuring to her. And there were all manner of things across all faiths, across all kinds of interests. And it wasn't really, even people who were kind of not superstitious officially felt that they got a lot out of having this thing and being able to touch or feel or be connected to the idea of luck and people they may have known.
And it's not necessarily people think, if I have this in my hand, better things will happen, luck will happen. It almost seems more like an item of comfort than a superstition. Is that something you found?
Yeah, I mean, it's been studied a great deal both social science and medical science have studied the idea that just by thinking in this way, it has a physiological effect that's beneficial. But I think that it's just having a sense of being connected to something besides yourself and being outside the moment and being part of a longer story that was very, that was sort of the top line on the reporting.
Now, a lot of us have things like this when we're kids. You know, I had a blanket for another kid. It might have been a stuffed animal or something. I don't know. Do you think that's part of it, like trying to reach back to the sort of thing that might have comforted us in childhood?
I think it's connection to family, frankly. And almost everybody I talked to had something that was given to him or her by a family member, whether it was an aunt or their mother. There was a guy who's the chief financial officer at Theory, has a small prayer book in silver that his mother gave him that is with the Hindu god Hanuman on it. And it's just having it in his palm felt very reassuring. He felt connected to his mother, wherever she may be. I think it's important, it feels important itself in doing the reporting, that everybody wanted to have a sense of being part of a longer story, that this thing would end and that they were connected to something beyond, before this and beyond it.
You heard from a couple of people who have things that seem like mundane objects. I think one was a casino chip. One was a folded dollar that somebody had given her. Could you share a couple of those stories?
Absolutely. The thing with the dollar, which is in a variety of cultures, it's both Talmudic, it exists, and it's in South Asian Muslim faith that you, in a kind of compressed way, you give somebody this dollar. It could be anything. It could be a small bag of coins, and they carry it, and it means that they're on a mission of faith. And when they return, they give the dollar to someone else, and they've been kept safe by whatever the great higher power you may believe in is. The casino chip, I don't know. It's just
that was just a random thing. It seemed like, yeah. Now, you talked to different behavioral science professors about this and the author of a new book on superstition. Can you share some more of what you heard from, you know, the people who research these kind of behaviors?
The basis is that we don't have control, and that anything that makes us feel is, I mean, we don't in a general sense, but we don't specifically in this. And since the danger is invisible, it's unknowable in so many ways. Anything that even in our, even in a gestural, in a daily way, makes us feel as if we have control of the moment is calming, and that's one of the few benefits that we have available to us, is to try to become calm.
We're talking to Guy Trebe, style and culture reporter and critic at the New York Times. We're talking about a piece he wrote on lucky charms, lucky talismans, those family items we keep around for comfort, especially in a difficult time, even if we're not necessarily superstitious ourselves. Guy, can I put you on the spot? You mentioned, I think metaphorically, reaching for the worry beads. Do you yourself have objects like this?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of them, and I'm the most rational person you'll ever meet who has every possible superstition. So, you know, I have, beads and various things. I have a knotted cloth rosary that I'm not a religious person at all, but I had this knotted cloth rosary that got in a monastery in Bucharest, and I found myself reaching for it, it more or less as one would worry be something to hold in your hand, and it's settling. It's physiologically settling, and it's psychologically settling.
I'm not a superstitious person in general, except I guess when I am, my things tend
exactly.
to be, I fear the power of the jinx. So if I see, you know, good news, better statistics coming out in COVID-19 or something, I always say, well, you know, knock on wood or so far, hope that continues, and try not to somehow not acknowledge the positive news for fear that acknowledgement makes it go away. Is that something you encountered yourself or the people you talk to?
What I thought was interesting along those lines is that I interviewed the head witch at the oldest occult store in Manhattan. And when she talked about what Jesus fright freaked out as everybody is, she's at home. She said, you know, we're all kind of in a panic and can't go out and all the stuff, you know. And she said, but some of the things, they're not quite superstition. Some of the rituals that you can enact are in every faith, you know, light a candle, sort of do a candle, sort of the purifying of your house every day. There's definitely no harm in it. And you know, it was interesting to see how across faiths, across every possible boundary, this exists.
I got to say, I feel a little silly mentioning my jinx thing here. And that makes me wonder, as you asked all these people, again, in many cases, you know, professional people in high profile jobs about their lucky charm, were they reluctant to own up to this?
No, far from. Everybody had one immediately.
Interesting.
Everybody had one.
And since you wrote the piece, have you had people coming out of the woodwork to say, "Yeah, here's mine"?
I kind of wish I had, but I can't, in honesty, say that I have.
Now, another thing, I don't have the physical object myself, but I think my lucky charm that I reach for at tough times is routine. I end up trying to follow the same patterns, and that's kind of what makes the world feel like a normal place in difficult times. Is that something you encountered in talking to people?
I'm sorry to interrupt. That kind of goes to this thing that Stacey Rapp, who's the head witch at the occult shop, was saying, is that, you know, these kind of ritualizing of daily, you know, the habitual things feels controllable. And anything along those lines, I have a routine, I guess many of us do in the morning, and I do my whatever things I do on my phone, and I do them in a set order. Is it superstitious? I don't know. Is it calming? Definitely.
So do you feel like you learned lessons in kind of maintaining calm in these tough times from the people and the experts you talk to?
I think that it is, you know, what I mainly learned is that it cannot harm you.
Fantastic. Okay. Guy, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I've been talking to Guy Trebe, a style and culture reporter and critic at the New York Times. We talked to him about a piece he wrote titled, "We're Holding Tight to Our Lucky Talismans," for the New York Times. And we want to hear from you. You can head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page now or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Do you have that lucky something, the casino chip, the folded up dollar, the sweater from a loved one or other artifact, maybe a family Bible or prayer book? Is there something you keep around that gives you some kind of comfort, especially in difficult times. Whether or not you're actually superstitious and believe it's a lucky charm or not, that's okay. Let us know. Again, tweet us at Central Time WPR or head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page and tell us about it. Tell us what it is and what it means for you. Love to see what you have to say and maybe share it on a future show. Don't be shy. And again, when sports happen, do you have that lucky charm you want to keep around, the lucky jersey you have on during the big game? For my group of friends and I, for a while, it was a big, strangely large can of green beans that we'd shake when the Packers needed luck. I don't know how that came about.